Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Obama is making a public case for his plan to allow tax increases on wealthy Americans while extending current Bush-era tax rates for households earning $250,000 or less. Speaking at a toy factory in suburban Philadelphia today, the president says he's relying on everyone's cooperation to push his plan through.
The key is, though, that the American people have to be involved. It's not going to be enough for me to just do this on my own. So I'm hopeful that both sides are going to come together and do the right thing. But we all know you can't take anything for granted when it comes to Washington.
White House officials believe today's trip will build momentum for the president's case. Republicans say it stands in the way of productive talks. The German parliament has given overwhelming support to a deal aimed at trimming Greece's debt load and keeping the country financially afloat. NPR's Soraya Sohardi-Nelson has more from Berlin.
The German parliament needed to approve the $57 billion deal crafted by European finance ministers earlier this week. But bailing out Greece hasn't been popular with German voters, who are facing their own economic hardships. Still, in a rare sign of unity, opposition parties joined with Chancellor Merkel's ruling coalition to approve the EU deal. Michael Roth of the opposition SPD party explained their rationale. Roth told lawmakers that the world put its faith in Germany and came to its financial rescue after World War II. He added it would be good if Germany did the same thing for the Greeks. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
The UN Refugee Agency is reporting tens of thousands of displaced people in the embattled Syrian city of Homs are living in unheated communal shelters and are in dire need of humanitarian assistance. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports.
The UNHCR reports half of the hospitals and homes are not functional and 60% of the doctors have left, along with other medical personnel. Spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says there are severe shortages of basic supplies, ranging from medicine to winter clothes and even children's shoes.
We also observed there that children have not been able to go to school, many as long as a year and a half. And the city hospitals that are not functioning are now serving as shelters.
Fleming says around 250,000 people are living in squalid conditions in homes. For example, she says the UN team found 2,300 people crammed into an abandoned public building. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 24 points at 12,997. The Nasdaq is down 9, the S&P down 3. This is NPR News. House Republicans today are expected to approve a measure that will offer permanent residency to foreign students who graduate with advanced degrees in science and math from U.S. colleges and universities. Even though the bill isn't likely to go anywhere in the Senate, it's setting the stage for future negotiations next year on how to redesign the nation's immigration system. 3 months after a badminton scandal at the London Olympics, the sport's governing body has changed the rules that encourage deliberate attempts to lose. As NPR's Howard Berkus reports, the new rule takes effect at the next Summer Olympics in Brazil.
Officials at the Badminton World Federation tweaked the doubles format for the Olympics but did not eliminate the controversial group play that permits losers to advance to later rounds. In London this summer, four women's doubles teams were tossed out of the Olympics for deliberately trying to lose preliminary matches so they would face easier opponents later. The new format puts early losers in a draw so they can't predict who they'll face later. Badminton officials believe that eliminates the incentive to throw early matches. They also say it's not legally feasible to take action against coaches who may have been involved in the match fixing at the London Olympics. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Congressional auditors say doing away with the dollar bill and replacing them with dollar coins could save taxpayers about $4.4 billion over the next 30 years. vending machine operators have been longtime advocates of $1 coins because they don't jam the machines, cutting down on repair costs and lost sales. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Staples Copy and Print, with print products and services for businesses like brochures and presentations at Staples stores or staples.com/copy and print.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRDS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Then, of course, at 7 p.m. tonight, Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter. Right now, let's swing a little bit with John Lee Hooker from 1991 and Mr. Lucky. Here's John Lee with sort of a rockin' touchy-feely tune, a number called I Wanna Hug You.
Ever since she left me, I've been drifting from town to town. City. I really had to get on down. Stop back to Boston, we tore the joint down to the ground. Well, my baby, she loved me, cause I wouldn't lay this guitar down. My baby, she loved me, cause I wouldn't lay this guitar down. Ever since she left me, I've been drifting from town to town. You know the people come to hear me, they say they like my blues and sound. All around they come to hear me, they say they like my blues and sound. They make me feel real good, they make me wanna get on down.
Eddie Clearwater from Chicago, originally from Mississippi. His real name was Edward Harrington. Took the name Clearwater in the 1950s, to play off Muddy Waters' name. Eddie, from his 2000 release, Reservation Blues, a number called I Wouldn't Lay My Guitar Down. A tune that stylistically owes something to Chuck Berry arrangements. Before we heard Eddie Clearwater, we heard John Lee Hooker from the disc Mr. Lucky. Again, from 1991, Hooker doing a number called I Want to Hug You. And playing piano with John Lee Hooker on that track, playing piano, was Johnny Johnson, who was a pianist behind a number of Chuck Berry's early hits. Next here on KRVS, back to 1960 and the music from the late, great Elmore James.
Down the street.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Holmstrom from a brand new disc called Cruel Sunrise. Rick doing a tune entitled I'm Not Afraid. Rick, originally from Alaska, he's been a West Coast blues man for quite a number of years, a guitarist in a number of bands, and he's been putting out his own material as a group leader for some time. He was a guitarist on a lot of William Clark's recordings years ago. He was preceded here on the Blues Box by Elmore James. We heard Elmore James from 1960 doing the original version of The Sky is Crying. We're going to turn next to some more new blues here on KRVS from Johnny Mastro and the Mama's Boys disc, Luke's Dream. Here is a number called Thunder Roll.
Soon in the morning, I believe I'll dust my broom. getting up soon in the morning, and I believe I'll dust my broom. Boyfriend, that girl that you've been loving, she can have my room. I'm gonna write me a letter, I'm gonna telephone every town I knew. Said I'm gonna write me a letter, and I'm gonna telephone every town I know. Well, if he ain't in West Helena, he must be in East Monroe. Wants every downtown girl he sees. I don't want no man who wants every downtown girl that he sees. Well, he's a no good donkey. They shouldn't allow him on the streets. Hey, hey, hey. Philippine Islands, y'all. He must be in Ethiopia somewhere. He must be in Ethiopia somewhere. Must be in Ethiopia somewhere.
Yeah. Cassandra Wilson from her disc Loverly. That disc came out in 2008. Wonderful jazz singer. She's done Robert Johnson tunes, though, on a lot of her discs. This is definitely a case in point. Her rendition of Dust My Broom that Johnson recorded back in November of 1936. Before we heard Cassandra Wilson, we heard Johnny Mastro and the Mama's Boys from their new disc, Luke's Dream. They did a number entitled Thunder Roll. And the same day Robert Johnson recorded Dust My Broom, he recorded this song.
I got running. station. Get that old fast meal train, I see. I got the blues about me, so-and-so, and the dog got the blues about me. And I need this morning, it's my heart full, I've been crying.
Undertaker, please drive slow. Take the one I really love, ain't gonna bring her back no more. Don't a man feel bad when it's baby on the cooling board? So don't a man feel weary when that hard drive up to his door? Undertaker, undertaker, don't you drive so fast. Taking the one I really love, and seem like every minute will be my last. Don't a man feel bad when there's sugar on the cooling board? So don't a man feel weary when I'd hurry back up to his door? I walked in, people, did everything I could. One out of a million that meant me any good. So don't a man feel bad when his baby on a cooling board? Don't a man feel weary when that hood backs up to his door? While I walked up to her bedside, breath was getting low. She looked at me and said, Daddy, I can't love you no more. Don't a man feel bad when his baby on the cooling board? So don't a man be weary when that hood drive to his door. My heart struck sorrow, tears come rolling round. Watch the poor old barrel let my baby down. Don't a man feel bad when that baby on the cooling board. So don't a man be weary when that hood drive up to his door. Now look at here, newspaper man, don't print it so sad. Swear to God, I love her, she the sweetest woman I ever had. Don't a man feel bad when his baby on the cooling board? So don't a man feel weary when that hood drive up to his door? Yeah, play the low and lonesome. So I walked up when it's throwing dirt in Poyle's face. Wonder could I find somebody else on earth to take a place, but don't a man feel bad when his baby on the cooling board? Don't a man be weary when I could drive to the door? Till I realize I'll never see her smiling face again. Swear to God, I love her, the poor girl has been my friend. Don't a man feel bad when his baby on the cooling board? So don't a man be weary when I heard you drive up to his door.
From 1949 and from Atlanta, that was Blind Willie McTell with a number called On a Cooling Board. McTell, the really, really great Piedmont player from Atlanta. And prior to hearing McTell. We heard Robert Johnson. We heard Robert Johnson from November of 1936 do his classic Rambling on My Mind. We're going to turn next to Junior Parker from 1958. He's going to do a cover of a tune that Johnson recorded and also recorded in 1936. One inspired by, Kokomo Arnold and also Scrapper Blackwell. Here is Junior Parker with his rendition of the Robert Johnson tune, Sweet Home Chicago. Support for Blues Box comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Lord, and Thursday's all so sad. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, down and pray. And this is what I say, baby. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. You know I cry
baby. Won't somebody please send her home to me? Lord, have mercy on me. I said I cried, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. You know I'm trying to find my baby. Send her home to me. Oh, yeah.
Bobby Bland with his cover of a tune that T-Bone Walker first put on wax back in 1946. Stormy Monday. Before we heard Bobby Bland, we heard Junior Walker do a Robert Johnson tune, Sweet Home Chicago, that from 1958. Both Walker and Bland came out of the Memphis blues scene in the 1940s and 50s, and both of them ended up recording with Duke and Peacock Records out of Houston. And, of course, that tune Junior played was the Robert Johnson number. We're going to turn to another recording of a Robert Johnson number, this time by Eric Clapton. Clapton has championed Robert Johnson's blues for many, many years now. From his disc Unplugged, here is Clapton's version of Robert Johnson's Malted Milk.
I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away. I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away. Baby, you're just as welcome to my loving as the flowers is in me. Malted milk, keep rushing to my head. Malted milk, keep rushing to my head. And I have a funny, funny feeling, and I'm talking all funny feet.
and the head riding on my head. Thank you. Dead and gone. I woke up this morning, all my shrimps were dead and gone. I was thinking about you, baby, while you hear me weeping moan. I got dead shrimps, yeah, someone is fishing in my pond. I've served my best, baby, and I can't do that no harm. Everything I do, baby, you got your master card. Oh, I used to fish, you got me posted out. Everything I do, you got your master card. And the hole I used to fish, baby, me posted out. I got dead shrimps here, someone fishing in my pond. I got dead shrimps here, someone's fishing in my pond. Yes, in my goggle eye punches and they barbecue in the boat.
From the year 2000, from his disc Hot Foot Powder, that was Peter Green, along with the Nigel Watson Splinter Group, doing Dead Shrimp Blues, another tune that Robert Johnson first recorded back in 1936. And before we heard Peter Green, we heard the guy he replaced in John Mayall's band back in the 1960s. We heard Eric Clapton from the 1992 release, Unplugged. Eric Clapton doing Malted Milk, another classic old Robert Johnson tune. And again, Eric Clapton has been one of the biggest champions of Robert Johnson's blues. In fact, he said when he was a lot younger that if you didn't know who Robert Johnson was, he wouldn't talk to you. That's he claims he was stuck up at the time. I guess he's right, but definitely a huge fan of that great Mississippi blues man. We turn next here on the Blues Box to Sean Costello and what would be his last release, at least in his own lifetime, the 2008 release called We Can Get Together. Here's Sean Costello on guitar and vocals with a number called Anytime You Want.
Little girl, oh, my shell.
anytime you want. Again, Sean Costello from his 2008 release. We can get together. Sean Costello first came to national attention in blues when he played guitar Susan Tedeschi's album Just Won't Burn back in the 1990s. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday anyway. The Blues Box is, or programming in general actually, is brought to you here on KRVS, made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also listeners like you. We are member-supported public radio. Those of you that help keep us on the air with your annual contributions, we'd like to thank you profusely for that. And those of you who aren't members, who are not yet supporters, we hope you'll consider joining the team and help us keep these programs going. We have to have community support to be able to keep these programs on the air. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org, where you can play it securely online and, again, help us keep these programs going. We're going to turn to Big Bill Brunsey. We're going back to May of 1957. Listen to Big Bill take us out of here with a piece called Shuffle Rag. And, again, thank you very much for tuning in. Coming up in just a few minutes, couple of minutes, will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Have a great weekend.